Press Club mit Suburbia, Flux FM, 15 Uhr und 20 Minuten am Montagnachmittag. Heute Abend findet im Fluxbau das Aussie Barbecue statt, das erste Aussie Barbecue in unseren heiligen Hallen. Um was geht's beim Aussie Barbecue? Es geht um australische Musik und natürlich auch um leckeres Essen. Zwei der Projekte, die heute Abend stattfinden werden, sind jetzt bei mir im Studio. Und zwar habe ich zwei Repräsentanten der Band Press Club bei mir. Hello, boys.
Hallo.
Hallo.
Hello. Und außerdem möchten wir uns über das Projekt Handsome unterhalten. Das neue Projekt von Caitlin McGregor, die einst als Caitlin Park musizierte, die nun aber ganz andere Musik machte. Tomboy Pop nennt sie das selbst. Und wir werden auch mit ihr über den heutigen Abend sprechen. Hello, Caitlin.
Hi, hi, hi.
Hi. How are you doing today? Is everything all right with you guys? Are you looking forward to playing an Australian night at Fluxbau?
We are.
Very, very excited.
You guys just met, right?
We've just met before.
Just met in the lobby, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, from an outside's perspective, it's always like, yeah, all those Sydney boys and girls and people who work there.
Know each other.
Yeah, know each other and they hang out with each other. But it isn't like that. Before we talk about the development from Caitlin Park to Handsome, let's talk about Press Club a little bit. I've followed you guys on Insta for the last few months and I'm like, those guys are the hardest working rock band I've ever worked with because you seem to be touring nonstop. How are you doing? What's the energy level like? You look fit still.
Oh,
Nat's got a broken foot though.
Yeah, potentially. We'll find out soon. So she's just sitting in the hospital, and I think you get to this point in a tour and things, maybe the wheels start falling off a little bit, but we're feeling fresh. We've played 6 shows in a row with another couple to go. So
cool.
Just ready to bring it again.
Now, because that's one of the interesting things of a live show is that as a musician, you step on stage and you give all your energy to the audience. But when it works out, the audience is giving you a lot of energy back. So that's why I was asking about the energy level. So it seems to be as if you've given enough, but you've received enough as
We've received a lot. It's been really good, yeah. Cool, great response.
What I love about your records and I love about your shows is that there's this super hardcore, high energetic level that you provide. And I think that energy level can be felt when one's listening to your first record, Late Teens. And I think that has to do something with the fact that it's been recorded in only a few days. Mm. Now there's a new record out called Wasted Energy. Funnily enough. I didn't even think about that. But how have you recorded this one? Did you try to work as fast as with the last one, or did you do something completely different?
We went for the same model again. Mm. Yeah, we tried to get it done in just a few days in the studio.
Yeah. Bit of rehearsing before and then...
Months of rehearsing beforehand.
But then I think it was about 6 days in total in the studio. And... very much similar to Late Teens. It was all recorded live and very, very minimal overdubs, and then spent about a month mixing it. So it takes longer afterwards, but really quick to get it done.
Yeah, okay, that's good though. I mean, that's a modus operandi that's almost got forgotten, I think, with the techniques that we all have today. You know, you can record layer after layer after layer. I think Caitlin's probably... able to tell us a little bit about that. And so there's different ways of making a record. Some people spend months to put the layers over each other.
Yeah.
And some people have rehearsed months to just go in there and like, 1, 2, 3, 4, let's play it.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
Caitlin's been nodding in the back. So when we're talking about the recording process, yours must be completely different.
Yeah, I mean, I think when a song comes out straight away, out of you straight away, that's generally when the song's the best, but that's part of the writing process. Like I write and produce at the same time. So I guess there are a lot of layers and there is also a lot of like time that's put into that process, but it's probably similar to doing the writing and the rehearsing.
Yeah, sure.
Just that kind of, I mean, I love the idea of recording music raw in that sort of sense, like just trying to do it in a couple of days, because goddamn, like putting so many layers on and taking so long to make a song is sometimes so draining. But you know, hopefully you get the product that you want.
Yeah.
I mean, fingers crossed.
Yeah. I mean, I think the problem when you're producing your own music is that you can basically get lost in music.
Yeah,
you get lost
in your head.
Yeah. Mm. And then the sound of the bass drum, it's like a topic for months. Is it?
It's like a topic with yourself. Though.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
And you totally get lost in there.
Yeah, of course.
So how do you avoid that? I've read that you sometimes collaborate with Joyride.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, collaborating's fun. I also find, like, I'm a huge control freak. So yeah. I think when I collaborate with people and they take a little bit too long or, like, longer than I would, I'm just like, why do I do this? But having that extra ear, you know, having that different person to be like, that sucks, dude. Like that is super helpful. And I don't know. I've been writing a lot differently, I think, for the next EP, just trying to get in the studio. I think, like, sitting down and writing a new song is, like, one of the most exciting things that I could ever do in my life. Like, sitting down with a new session, I'm like, oh my God. It's just so exciting. I don't know about you guys. It's a similar thing.
I completely agree, yeah.
It feels like suddenly, like, a new day or something. Yeah. So, yeah, I've been trying really hard to try and write, you know, a song a week and finish it. And I guess that's the challenge of making music.
Yeah. And I think what's so beautiful about this new era that we all live in is the fact that people can produce their own music. Mm. So you get to results that you would have never reached with an external producer, and producing can be like a part of the composition protest.
Absolutely.
That's Handsome's music.
Yeah. It's all protest, baby. Yeah, that's totally right. Yeah. Absolutely.
Let's listen to one of your songs.
Ooh.
Handsome hier auf dem Plattenteller mit Delete You. Wir werden dann noch ein bisschen weitersprechen, auch unter Umständen über die Musikszene in Australien. Zwischendurch aber nochmal Musik, wie gesagt, von Caitlin McGregor, better known, also known as Handsome. Somehow I love myself off time. So. Handsome mit Delete You auf Flux FM. I've listened to one or two Caitlin Park songs when I was preparing for this, mm-hmm. and that was like a completely different animal. Mm-hmm. And I've read that you embraced dancing in the meantime, and then that you're enjoying to be on stage without an instrument right now.
Oh, it's so much better. Like, I mean, it's just...
Sorry,
it's,
guys.
It's, yeah, so it's just better for me, like, you know. Yeah. But I think, you know, music is such an animal, like a beast of its own. And when I was making Caitlin Park records, that was just me then. And then I took some time off and started writing the third album and just realized, like, how different I was as a person and how much I wanted to create a project that reflected that. Mm. And so Handsome was kind of born out of the fact that I was listening to a lot more, like, hip-hop and R&B and electronic music and really enjoying that kind of side of things. So I sort of just switched it up and tried to make it a lot different than Caitlin Park stuff was. And dancing is a huge part of that. I discovered that it's okay to dance, people.
Yeah. Okay, cool. You know, have you listened to the artist called Caitlin McGregor right now?
Yeah, I mean, I think just like being, it makes it so much easier to be on stage without an instrument because you're just like, wow, I can totally feel myself right now. But it also reflects your self-confidence. And I think, you know, that's a huge part of the music as well. The music is about being self-confident and celebrating that.
Yeah. So Handsome has become like a safe space, not only for your dancing, but for the community that you're working for as
well. Exactly. Come to the party. Everybody's welcome.
Everybody. Every dance move is welcome.
Every jig,
Yes.
Yeah.
Lovely. I really love the fact that the whole project is like has been opened up. With Caitlin Park, you've talked about your sexuality as well and stuff. It was it was not like a folk record about boys or something.
No, God, it was never really about that. Yeah, but I think, you know, it's something that we were talking about before, is like when there's honesty in music, it reflects so deeply, and audiences recognize that straight away, and that's when people start to resonate with the shit that their stuff that they're listening to. Can I do that?
Yes, you've done it, and
I've
you can.
I mean, whatever.
It's German radio.
Okay, great. But yeah, that's the thing that makes music so powerful, I think, when you start being yourself. And so that's why I just wanted to switch it up, because I was like, if I was doing that other thing, then it probably wouldn't come off the same way.
Yeah. And that's when music becomes powerful to the audience as well, because that's when you get to learn about different role models, different worlds, different views on the world.
Yeah.
And that's an interesting part of listening to pop music, actually.
Yeah.
And I think people should do that more and more. Just invite them. That's one of the strengths of hip hop, right? That you learn about a different world that you've never been part of, maybe.
Exactly. Yeah.
And that you dive into that world so deeply that you try, that you're starting to understand the perspective. And now people are getting closer to each other, and everything's
Yeah.
It's like a hippie thought that I have right now, but you're still following me, right?
Totally. We're totally on your wave.
Oh, thank you. Let's listen to one more song by Press Club, and then we'll say bye to each other, but you stay for a little while.
Okay.
Press Club, mit Thinking About You von der neuen Platte Wasted Energy. We've established the fact that the energy is still there.
Still strong.
It's still strong. And one can hear it because you've recorded live again and it sounds great. So thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for another record. So what are you guys planning in the next few weeks or months? You've just recorded an album. You're going to have to play a few more shows and then you're going back to Australia.
Yeah, that's right. So, we've got a few more shows left still in Germany. Obviously, we're going to Reeperbahn as well.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, so we'll be there in a few days after Copenhagen as well. So a few shows left on this run still. If you're coming down to Reeperbahn, check us out. We've got two shows. Actually, we've got three shows. So another Aussie barbecue there as well.
Okay, cool.
So on the topic of what we're doing tonight. And then we've got a show at 11:30. On Thursday.
Okay.
And then Friday, we got the Aussie barbecue and 11:35 at Molotov as well.
Oh, wow.
In the night. So two shows at Molotov.
Okay, cool.
After that, Aussie tour. When we get back, we're not stopping. I think you'll see, keep following us on the Instagram and you'll see it just doesn't slow down.
Okay, cool. I'm a bit scared though. By now, it's like Press Club really scares me. They're unstoppable. They're like,
Man.
And then we're going back to Australia to do what? A little bit more touring.
Mm.
Don't get. No, but it's good though. And that's how you kind of like force your way to the top. I really think so. Just keep on playing, keep on pushing the boundaries. And what up with you, Caitlin? What's happening with you for the next few weeks, months? What are your plans for 2019?
I'm just trying to finish an EP at the moment. I'm one of those producers, studio that can't finish. No, I'm kidding. I'm just finishing the next EP.
Okay.
It should come out early next year. Mm-hmm. So I've probably, me and my label are discussing it at the moment, but probably have a single out in the next month called Youth Disaster.
Oh, yeah. That sounds promising.
I know. Every time I introduce it live, I've played it twice live now. Everyone's like, oh, I know that sounds hectic, but it's not.
Okay, cool.
It's just about, getting your heart broken.
Heartbroken.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, But yeah, that should happen in the next month.
The thing is, with the times that we live in, everybody's thinking of like a politically filled new single when you talk about Youth Disaster.
Well, there's a little bit of that. There's always layers,
Yeah, and the private is always politics. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. the main nugget of truth is politics in every song that I ever write. So there you go.
See?
Yeah.
So I want to wish you the best of luck for tonight's show.
Thank you.
Say hi to the others. Fürs Aussie Barbecue gibt's noch weitere Informationen auf fluxfm.de. Es gibt noch weitere Bands, die dort spielen bei freiem Eintritt. Es gibt leckere Sachen vom Grill und dann natürlich tolle Musik von Handsome Presslab und weiteren. Lernt die australischen Musiker und Musikerinnen kennen heute Abend bei uns im Fluxbau. Und zum Einstimmen nochmal auf die Show von Handsome. What's your live setup going to be, actually?
Tonight? Mine's really simple. I'm just playing with a DJ, which is something I actually haven't done before, but I just thought I'd strip it back and make it more about, the energy and delivering the lyrics to all you fine people.
Lovely.
Yeah.
I love that. So with the techniques of hip hop, she's going to perform a little bit tonight.
That's right. I'm bringing it back.
Und wer da vorbeikommen möchte, kann das einfach machen. Der Eintritt ist frei. Das Aussie Barbecue heute ab 18 Uhr im Fluxbau. Mehr Informationen auf fluxfm.de. Caitlin, guys, thanks for visiting once again.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.